Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Steve Schleicher, for his County Assessor Day visit once a month. We've talked to each other a little bit more often than that these last few weeks, haven't we, Steve?
Absolutely. Ted, how are you doing this evening?
Happy Monday.
Absolutely. Back at you.
I just cut right to the chase.
Absolutely. I, too, am having one of those days, guy.
Yeah, when we talked a little earlier today, you said you were solving computer problems.
Absolutely. So, we finally got everything back up and running, and especially when the assessor's website goes down, the phones start ringing off the hook.
We announced the Patrick Frazee verdict, and our website had a lot of visitors, and so it went on the blink for a couple minutes today, too. So it has been that kind of day.
Absolutely. Well, and Ted, thanks for having me on. I tell you, it's been pretty busy here in the assessor's office. One thing that we're working through is, some of our applicants that were denied the senior citizen or the disabled veteran exemption by the state of Colorado, many of them don't know that they could file a written protest to the administrator. And if there are any of those folks here in El Paso County that were denied any of those exemptions by the state of Colorado, they are more than welcome to reach out to my office, and I'd be more than happy to assist in answering any questions or help them with their appeal. And the number to my office is 719-520-6600.
520-6600, the number to reach Steve Schleicher's El Paso County Assessor Office. Under what conditions normally is an applicant denied? Is it something routine or something anomalous?
They may get denied if they're filing an income tax return showing a residency in a different state, or if they have already approved exemption in another county or on a different property here in the same county. So those are some of the reasons, or if they did not provide the appropriate documentation or paperwork. And like I said, I would be more than happy to assist some of our seniors and disabled vets if they did get denied and assist them with that matter.
Okay. And we will be posting this audio on our podcast site at KRDO.com. Select radio, click podcast, and you'll see it right at the top a little later this evening. It'll have all this information in it, plus... Sorry about that, Steve. Phone number 520-6600. Steve, in our conversation earlier, and I hope you don't mind me skipping around here a little bit,
sure.
You talked a little bit about an upcoming meeting City Council is going to be having about accessory dwelling units, short-term rentals.
Right. So I am aware of a meeting that City Council is going to be having on November 26th regarding short-term rentals. And I just wanted to share with you and also your listeners is that I, too, am going to be attending the Colorado Assessor Association Winter Conference. And I will be discussing short-term rentals with the Division of Property Taxation. All 64 counties are going to be present. And the Winter Conference is actually here in Colorado Springs this year. Conference is going to be during the first week of December. So it's going to be directly right after November 26th. And I have reached out and spoken to a city council member, invited him to attend. So hopefully, we can get some discussion going between the city and the county, but also allow them to hear the concerns that all 64 county assessors are sharing regarding short-term rentals. But in our next conversation here in the month of December, Ted, what I would like to share with you is the outcome of that meeting that we're going to be having the first week of December with the state and all 64 county assessors regarding short-term rentals and Airbnbs.
Yeah, always valuable information. And is there a common message that will come out of that from the group of county assessors, do you think?
Yeah, I believe there will be, because I think all of us are on the same page as, we need to look at defining these type of properties, and where I believe the state needs to start looking at is the difference between owner-occupied and not owner-occupied properties. So that is a discussion that I believe we need to have and have a starting point there and see where it goes, where the state's at and stuff like that. But like I said, is I will sit there and take copious notes and share with you in regards to where the state and all 64 county assessors stand on this matter.
All right, and thank you. In your notes, an interesting follow-up. They all are. That one will be particularly interesting. A lot of people are impacted in a lot of different ways. You note here, too, that on November 21st, right around the 21st, about 3 days from now, your office is going to be emailing or mailing final certification letters to your taxing entities in the county.
Absolutely. This is a really important document to all of our taxing entities here in El Paso County, and we got over 300 of them. We as property owners and taxpayers really need to get involved in this matter. What it is we are mailing out the final certification that lets all of our district know what the total assessed value of property values in their district. This is where they are setting their mill levy to collect property taxes for their budget. And of course, we as taxpayers, if you have any concerns or questions, I always share with folks, go to these meetings, get involved, you know, start asking the questions. But we are going to be mailing those final certification letters out, and these taxing entities will then return their 2019 mill levy to my office on or before December 15th.
Okay, and that is, again, very valuable information, and that encouragement that you always bring for citizens and residents of El Paso County, taxpayers, to get involved in these matters. I think it's very important. It's very much appreciated, Steve.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ted. Absolutely. You know, there's going to be decisions that are going to be made if you're there or you're not there. So I always believe, get involved. Be part of the conversation.
Especially if it's something that can affect your wallet, I would think, your mill levies, tax rates, things like that.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Steve Schleicher, El Paso County Assessor, we thank you once again for your regular monthly visit on County Assessor Day to talk about what is happening in and out of your office. The next visit in December will be particularly impactful, and looking forward to discussing the outcome of the big meeting coming up here in Colorado Springs pretty soon.
I too, Ted, and I tell you what, I like to take this opportunity to wish you, your family, and all the listeners here in El Paso County a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and back to you, sir. We appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ted.